Welcome to Animal Concerns of Texas, ACT Radio. I'm Greg Lawson.
And I'm Liz Walsh. Here on ACT Radio, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is the healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas. Coming up on today's program, we feature a conversation with Melissa Amarillo, who's co-founder and director of education for Advocates for Snake Preservation. That's a little later on the show, but first some news. By eating less meat and more fruits and vegetables, the world could prevent several million deaths per year, cut planet warming emissions substantially, and save billions of dollars annually in health care costs, researchers said in a new study which was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It was the first study to estimate both the health and climate change impacts of a global move towards a plant-based diet. The Oxford University researchers found that adopting a diet in line with these guidelines could avert over 8 million deaths each year by the year 2050. When it comes to climate change, adopting vegetarian diets would cut food-related greenhouse gas emissions by 63%, and a vegan diet would cut it by 70%. Dietary shifts could produce savings of close to $1 trillion a year on health care and lost work days, while the economic benefit of reduced greenhouse gas emissions could be as much as $500 billion. The researchers said, "We do not expect everybody to become vegan, but climate change impacts of the food system will be hard to tackle and likely require more than just technological changes. Adopting healthier and more environmentally sustainable diets can be a large step in the right direction."
TheWildlifeNews.com reports that conservation groups have voluntarily dismissed their lawsuit against high-elevation domestic sheep grazing in the Summer West Range of the Centennial Mountains in Idaho because the government has agreed not to graze again until it completes a full environmental review of potential impacts of the activity. The controversial grazing occurred on the old U.S. Sheep Experimental Station, a Department of Agriculture property, including public and private lands along the border of Idaho and Montana. Western Watersheds Project, Wild Earth Guardians, and other environmental groups have opposed the government domestic sheep operations because these high-elevation lands are also important habitat for native wildlife, including grizzlies, wolves, and bighorn sheep. The director of Western Watersheds Project states that they are happy to dismiss the lawsuit against the grazing so long as the grazing stops. The government has promised not to resume grazing on the sensitive area until it completes an environmental analysis. And this closure adds considerable protective acreage to the sheep station lands already being wrested from grazing. The Summer West Range has a history of bad outcomes for native predators, including the illegal and unsolved killing of grizzly number 726, whose telemetry collar was found in the vicinity of a domestic sheep camp back in 2012. Black bears, coyotes, foxes, and an entire pack of wolves have been killed in order to protect sheep station livestock, a profoundly disturbing outcome of government grazing experiments. The Secretary of Agriculture has also recommended closing the antiquated station for financial reasons. Glenn Hockett with the Gatlin Wildlife Association adds that it just doesn't pay to keep the station open. Perpetuating domestic sheep use in the Centennial Mountains is neither economically or ecologically sustainable. We hope this is a step in the right direction to rewild the Centennial Mountains.
Demand for plant-based foods is skyrocketing. After all, one-third of the North American population, over 100 million people, now say they're trying to eat less meat. A report from global market research firm Mintel even identified meat and dairy alternatives as one of the 12 key trends set to impact the global food and drink market this year. While plant-based foods are increasingly popular, they're not always readily available, and sometimes we can only find these items in specialty stores. Food company Hampton Creek is looking to change that. Hampton Creek, famous for its vegan mayonnaise product Just Mayo, announced earlier this month that it will be introducing a whopping 43 new products to retail mega giants Walmart and Target in the coming months. The new items include salad dressings, baking mixes, muffins, pancakes, and brownies. To launch this many products is an incredible testament to the ever-growing vegan food trend, but also to the fact that it's now easier than ever for anyone to eat plant-based. The move to launch in Target and Walmart is an incredible step in making plant-based foods available to the masses. Not only are these bargain stores, which helps make vegan version of these household staples more affordable, but Target and Walmart are just about everywhere in the country. This means that almost anyone can have inexpensive and easily accessible plant-based alternatives in their cupboards. Having vegan products that are the same price and taste just as good, if not better, than conventional products on the shelves of these stores means that more people than ever will be exposed to cruelty-free and planet-friendly foods. And that's really good news. Stay with us. Coming up next, we feature a conversation with Melissa Amarillo, who's co-founder and director of education for Advocates for Snake Preservation. That's coming up next on ACT Radio.